This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're going to touch upon a subject that we haven't really touched upon very much because from time to time, actually quite often, I get questions about a breast cancer detection technique, a breast screening technique called thermography. And, I really don't know what to say about thermography. I must admit that when it comes to thermography, I'm somewhere between ignorant and I'm from Missouri. Missouri is the show me state, as some of you know. Actually says that in some of the license plates from Missouri. It means that I'm a little bit skeptical, but I have an open mind. And so today we're going to talk to an expert. She's Dr. Christine Blanche. She's been with us here on Intelligent Medicine in the past. And she is an expert on the subject of thermography. That's one of the modalities that she offers at the Integrative Healing Center, an innovative healing center in the heart of the North Shore of Long Island, here near New York City. And she has extensive training in both conventional medicine as well as in natural alternatives. And I think she's the go-to person to help us better understand this technique. So, Dr. Blanche, it's a pleasure having you back on Intelligent Medicine.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So give us a little bit of background on how you came to utilize thermography.
Sure, I'd love to. So I've been using thermography in my practice for over 10 years, and I have an integrative functional medicine practice on Long Island in Manhattan, and I found out about it very early on in my life in integrative medicine, and it fascinated me. Basically, thermography is a digital infrared camera, and it picks up inflammatory patterns in the body. So, you know, in functional medicine, we're always searching for the root causes of disease, and we're searching for things that cause inflammation. And our whole job, I think, is reversing inflammation for many, many, many conditions. And so for me, thermography was just a wonderful window into looking at the physiology of the body. It really isn't, it's not something you could directly compare to tests like CAT scans or MRIs or ultrasounds, because those are tests really of anatomy. So they're going to look at an organ, they're going to tell me where there may be a lesion, how big the lesion is, but they don't tell me
physical
about the
mass
function.
Or, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, mass. They don't tell me about the function of the body. And in functional medicine, obviously, that's our entire, you know, our entire job is to try to improve the function to for the patient. And so thermography has just been such a wonderful tool. We do, you know, one body part. We'll do a women's health panel, which is basically from head to navel, which is giving me, you know, the majority of the organs front and back. And then in some patients, we do full body thermographies, and we can see mm-hmm. patterns like inflammation in rheumatoid arthritis or mm-hmm. joint inflammation. And it really, it gives me such a wonderful view into what's going on with the patients. And I also love that it also gives them a really nice before and after. So mm-hmm. when we start with the patient, if they have gut inflammation or they have hypothyroidism and, you know, any kind of inflammation in the vasculature, we get that picture, and mm-hmm. then they get to make the lifestyle changes and really reverse that and get to see the change they made in their body in black and white. And it's really wonderful.
This is a little bit of an extension of the use of thermography for breast cancer screening or as an adjunct to breast cancer screening with mammograms and ultrasounds and MRIs used.
Right. I don't think of it as a breast cancer screening. I think of it as a health screening. So mm-hmm. Well, we're looking at it in regards to the breast, we're getting so much information. You know, we can see the level of density. Most women in the United States have dense breasts. We could see, is it mild, moderate, or severe density? We could see, is the right breast more dense than the left breast? We gather so much information. We can see lymphatic congestion.
So in effect, you're not so much telling a woman whether they have cancer, like do you or don't you have cancer? It's more like giving them sort of a report card on their breasts, but also on other body parts.
I mean, yeah, that's perfectly well said. And, you know, there really isn't any test that can diagnose cancer with the exception of biopsy. You know, all the other tests, even mammogram, MRI, ultrasound, they're all pointing us in a direction that may lead us to have to do a biopsy to prove whether it's cancer. But there really isn't any cancer that, you know, any test that can tell us if it's actually cancer, mm-hmm. short of a biopsy.
Technically, mm-hmm. what is thermography? I mean, with thermo suggests it has something to do with heat. So what is it? What is the actual physics involved in thermography? How does it pick up an image?
Absolutely. So it's a digital infrared camera. And infrared is picking up heat. So it is literally picking up thermal temperatures of the body. So a lot of times in other industries, plumbers will use this to look at to look for leaks in the pipe. Law enforcement uses digital infrared cameras to find criminals in a building. They can actually see the heat signature and they'll know what room the person is in. So it's used in a lot of different areas in different industries. When it comes to the human body, it's really giving us a pattern of imbalance. You know, it's all about symmetry. So if I see something on the right that's not on the left, that brings my attention to that area of the right. It's really giving me the adage of a picture's worth a thousand words is something that I think applies perfectly to thermography. It's giving me the whole picture of what's going on underlying that patient's condition. Inflammation, lymphatic congestion is something we can see in the breast area. So if a patient's using deodorants that have aluminum, that will usually show up on the thermography. And we can just advise the patient to switch to a more natural product because the lymphatics are working so hard to get that aluminum away from the breast.
You can actually see patterns of lymphatic blockage or lack of proper lymphatic circulation.
Yes, it's very helpful to see that, and we could see it on the thermography.
And can you see asymmetry? Because some people complain that, you know, that one side of their body, the problems always occur on one side of their body, and it really seems to be something. Maybe with the spinal cord or the autonomic nervous system, there are various explanations for this, that may cause asymmetry, an imbalance from one side to the other. Can you see that sometimes?
Yeah. Absolutely. And it shows up very noticeably. So a patient may be aware, for example, that they may have congestion or symptoms on the right side of their body. And then we can kind of look at the whole pattern. We do see the whole spine. Very often I'll refer for chiropractic or acupuncture to balance the mechanical misalignments that show up in the thermography. So asymmetry is very, very visible in the thermography.
Well, you know, let me just say these things about mammography. Because not to suggest that thermography should supplant mammography, and I'm relieved to hear you say that, because actually studies show that while thermography can detect cancer, it misses some cancers, and it may overread sometimes, suggesting that a cancer may be present when a cancer is not present. We don't need more tests like the mammogram. The mammogram, unfortunately, has a lot of false positives. It also has a lot of false negatives. I wish I had a buck for everyone who's come to see me with breast cancer, and I asked them if they had a recent mammogram, and they said, I've been getting regular mammograms, and no, they didn't find the cancer. And then on physical exam, they felt a lump, and they were off to the races. And similarly, if you get an annual mammogram for 10 years in a row, you have about a 25% chance of having an unnecessary biopsy, which is nasty.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I think, unfortunately, the mammograms are becoming less and less effective, surely because the density in women's breasts has progressed. So almost every woman now is told that they have dense breasts. And there's a lot of reasons for that. It can be, you know, low vitamin D, low iodine in the diet, toxicity. I think there's a lot of contributing factors, but the mammograms we know are just less effective when it comes to dense breasts. And so finding a test that is preventative, that has no radiation involved in it, you know, it's very harm-free, and being able to start screening women earlier. Like, I would love to see women start in their 20s, in their late 20s doing thermographies, and we don't really do anything between, say, 25 and 40 to help women focus on prevention, and really make lifestyle changes to, get rid of the density in the breast and to boost the vitamin D levels and to do the things that we know that could potentially prevent a problem in the future.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share an important message with you. So here goes. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Protocol for Life Balance line of professional-grade supplements. One of the most important indicators of good health is your body composition, the proportion of fat and fat-free mass in your body. Having a healthy body composition promotes healthy blood pressure, heart health, and a healthy glucose metabolism. Our friends at Protocol for Life Balance have a trio of products designed to deliver effective body comp support with a variety of vital natural compounds that support appetite management, energy, healthy adrenal response, and more. Go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you, and that's what you like, right? And now back to our guest, Dr. Christine Blanche. Yeah, a practical question. What would you say to a 50-year-old woman who comes to see you who says, well, I've been told by my doctor that I need to get regular mammograms, but I don't want to get regular mammograms. I've heard such bad things about mammograms. I've read stuff on Facebook and on the internet about the harmful effects of mammograms, all that radiation. I don't want that. So I'm coming to you for a thermography in lieu of mammograms. What would be your response to that? How would you handle a patient like that?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I always have to start by telling patients that this is not a replacement for a mammogram. Mm-hmm. That the gold standard, fortunately or unfortunately in this country right now, the gold standard for diagnostic tests for breast currently is mammogram. Now, that I think the woman's concerns and reading and hearing about it is coming from solid science. I mean, we have several studies out suggesting that the mammograms are not reducing the risk for death in women. They may be finding things earlier, but we're really not impacting the reduction in death from breast cancer.
In fact, it's actually found that the reduction, and there are reductions in the death rate from breast cancer, but the reductions are, according to studies, coming from better treatments. I mean, there's no definitive treatment, right, but it's not early detection that's reducing the risk, according to detailed analysis. So all that early detection may be causing us to discover smaller and smaller, earlier and earlier tumors that may get unnecessarily aggressive treatment, just as we're seeing with men with early prostate cancer.
Of course, absolutely. And sadly, there is an issue with the mammogram in that we are using radiation. And we know that, for example, BRCA-positive women are more susceptible to radiation damage. Mm-hmm. So there is a definite concern about the fact that because we're doing them so frequently and we're starting them so young, could we be causing some of these cancers? And that's, I think, the biggest concern for most women coming in to see me, is they're really concerned about that. And the U.S. Preventative Medicine Task Force came out, oh gosh, it has to be 2010, suggesting that we change the recommendations to start doing mammograms at 50 and only do them every 2 years.
2 years, but until we've just the age of 74
and then
give it up.
Right.
And very few women and doctors adhere to that because they really want to do that aggressive screening.
That recommendation came out from solid evidence suggesting there may be concern about the way we're doing it. So it's not wrong, I don't think, to have concerns. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of times I'll see women come in and they they're afraid of mammogram and they're afraid of conventional medicine, and they are thinking that this will be the only test that they may need. And I don't think that that's always the case either. You need to see your doctor once you're in, do exams. You have to do, I do a lot of education on self breast exam, which surprisingly most women do not do. so they need that reminder of mm-hmm. how important the self exam is, and that there may be a place for additional tests like ultrasounds, MRIs. I've had two patients in the last couple of months mm-hmm. that the mammogram missed the problem. We mm-hmm. saw a problem on thermography, so we pushed for the MRI. Yeah, mm-hmm. we pushed for the MRI, and we found the breast cancer. Mm-hmm. You know, so it would have
so
gone a whole another year.
You can make a preliminary determination. There's a suspicion of breast cancer. Then you proceed to confirmatory tests. You work with breast imaging centers,
exactly.
and certainly there are plenty of those on
exactly.
Long Island. To
Absolutely.
Confirm the diagnosis. If you have a high suspicion, you can't just say, well, you know, the thermograms, it showed something, but let's forget about it because it's not, you really need to pursue it, right?
Right, absolutely. And we found very, very early breast cancers by doing that. Ones that might not have been, you know, they might have been missed for another year on the because the mammogram did not pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens a lot. So, you know, it really is, I think it's very important for women to be doing a test like this. And never mind the fact we really aren't doing anything from 25 to 40 mm-hmm. at all.
yeah.
You know, and so this is such a great tool yeah. for women to say, oh, you know, I have dense breasts, so let yeah. me start taking some vitamin D, let me incorporate iodine, let me make some lifestyle changes to really impact my potential for disease.
Ideally, the test could be preventive. Now, is there a pattern on a thermogram that reveals a potential susceptibility to breast cancer without overt breast cancer? In other words, a pattern of, I don't know, irregular breast tissue or mm-hmm. hot zones mm-hmm. or something,
yep,
density.
Absolutely.
That actually, you might say to a woman, look, there's no indication you have breast cancer, but we're concerned because your breasts don't seem that healthy.
Right. Absolutely. And that's, the three things we're looking for is the fibrocystic density. How dense is it? Is it mild? Is it moderate? Is it severe? Is one dense more, breast more dense than the other? We can see the lymphatic congestion because obviously if the lymphatics are congested, we're not draining that breast from the toxins as well as we could be. And that's something that we could easily impact with exercise, rebounding, dry brushing, things like this can be very helpful. Mm-hmm. And then we see suspicious patterns. So we could see a pattern that looks mildly suspicious, moderately suspicious, or very significantly suspicious. Mm-hmm. And those are sort of the three levels that would prompt us to send that patient for additional testing, implement like a breast prevention protocol, and make sure that we make a change in that breast.
And we'll get into that. You know, what, you know, is there such a thing as a breast cancer preventive protocol? You know, how do you, you know, I think one of the things about mammograms is that it's kind of binary. It's like you're fine until you're not fine, and when you're not fine, you're in for heavy-duty conventional therapy. And we'd like to see some gradation between you're in the clear versus you're at risk versus you better go see a breast imaging specialist or get a biopsy. So when you do the procedure, it's a little different than a mammogram. There's some preparation involved. There's some things that you should be doing or shouldn't be. You shouldn't be coming, say, from a workout where you were doing lots of push-ups and flies and, you know, exercising your pectoral muscles.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want to, it's a temperature test, so we don't want to do anything that's going to raise the temperature. So in the summer, for example, patients come, they're instructed not to have the air conditioning blowing directly on them. They have to sit and adapt to the temperature. So it's for us to get consistent pictures. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go working out at the gym the day before and doing chest because obviously we're going to see all that inflammation mm-hmm. in the pectoralis underneath the breast. So we tell the patients not to work out the day before, not to go for massage or have a chiropractic adjustment because mm-hmm. we really want to get a clear picture of what's going on at their baseline without anything that might alter the temperature of the body. And then the patient does have to adapt to the room temperature. Mm-hmm. While they're waiting for the pictures to be taken.
One wrinkle on this is that women in some cases with thermograms are instructed to immerse their hands in cold water Is that a challenge that you do to...
So it used to be more of the standard to do the cold challenge, but that has fallen out of favor really in the last 6 years. They have found that studies show it really doesn't improve the picture quality. It doesn't improve our ability to detect issues, and it's actually really uncomfortable for the patients.
It's nasty.
So that's really, exactly. So that's really not, nobody's really using the cold challenge anymore.
And so the other question I have is this evaluated with the naked eye, or you're using some special equipment that is digital, that is involves some kind of computer analysis or an algorithm to give you a better yield than the naked eye would involve?
Absolutely. So yes, the digital images were then calculated in the camera and put into a laptop where there's a software analysis, and the software then creates a consistency for the pictures. We then send that out to a group of doctors that are trained to officially read thermographies. So we have that third party.
You send it to a radiologist,
a thermographic
radiologist. Because that's,
exactly.
I mean, for example, if I do an x-ray, and I used to do x-rays in my own office, I would do a cold read off the x-ray, but I would always have a radiologist, an experienced radiologist back me up to help me interpret what I was seeing.
Absolutely. And I think that's very important. I think it's very, the more you do, the more comfortable I am looking at the pictures and being able to interpret. But I believe for the validity of the field and the consistency of care, having that third party radiology group reading the thermographies and giving those consistent readings, I think is very, very important.
Great. All right. You provided us with an interesting introduction to thermography. And, I must admit, I'm learning a lot, and I hope our audience is learning a lot. Initially, I approached thermography with a certain amount of skepticism, but you've alleviated some of my concerns because, in your office at least, you're not using it as a one-for-one substitution for mammography, which admittedly it isn't. It's a tool that is much more subtle and discriminating and can yield other types of information. When we return, let's talk about... breast health optimization. Let's say the thermography shows some less than optimal heat patterns in the breast, suggesting some problems, what to do to alleviate them. Our guest is Dr. Christine Blanche. She's owner and operator of Integrative Healing Center. It's a healing center in the heart of the North Shore of Long Island. And we'll be right back with more on the subject of thermography on today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.